In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Sunday is upon us yet again. And not just any Sunday, but Palm Sunday. We gather yet again, perhaps simply because it's our habit to come to church on Sunday. Some habits are good. Beware when your Sunday habit changes. Jesus' habit was to go to the synagogue every Sabbath. But why did you make Sunday the day that you come to church? Why did you make this your daily or your weekly habit? Because you hold preaching and the Word of God sacred. And because the days are evil and life is hard. Holy Week bears many unique ceremonies, many different rites and liturgies, as we have already observed today. It's different from our normal rhythm on a Sunday morning. But we have not come for palms or processions or the stripping of altars or for the reproaches. We have not come for lighted candles, Easter lilies, and certainly not Easter brunch. We will do all of that. We have come for a different reason Sunday after Sunday, especially on these most holy days. We come to hear the Word of God. So what words of wisdom can I impart to you? We preach Christ crucified. You want comfort? We preach Christ crucified. You want to know how your life and all the troubles will finally work out for your good? Christ crucified. You want to know what is the end of all of this? Christ crucified. You want something a little bit more modern or cutting edge to bring in people? Still Christ crucified. You want an intellectual stimulation? Some new piece of information or enlightenment? Nothing but Christ and Him crucified. Do you remember what I preached to you last week? Maybe, maybe not. Either way, you know that Christ is crucified for you. Do you remember the ceremonies that were here last year? Maybe, maybe not. Either way, Christ was crucified for you and raised for you. He is still your Lord and God and Savior. So we gather here Sunday after Sunday. Where else can we go? He alone has the words of everlasting life. Perhaps we feel the weight of our sins. Some sins still do haunt us, sins even of our youth. How could we have been so defiant against God? How could we have not known better, especially when we called ourselves Christians? Perhaps sins even of the past week, the harm that we caused others with our words, our thoughts, our attitude, our actions. But perhaps, most likely, you feel the crushing load of the curse under which you live. Why is the world like this? You've seen the news cycles, you've heard of the disasters, you know what's going on in the world more now than ever before, so why? Because of you, O sinner. Because you are imperfect and impure. And your fallen nature continues the rebellion that Adam started. This is the result of your sin against God, where animals attack and nature kills, where bacteria destroys and viruses debilitate, where man intentionally kills his fellow man, and even unintentionally brings harm and suffering in body and in soul. You can't fix it. Governments cannot stabilize it. Medical doctors are also inept. Put not your trust in princes, for they are but mortal. Put not your trust in experts, for they cannot save. They may increase your money, your pleasure, your success, or your earthly happiness, but so what? The road to hell is paved with such things. a spouse, children, relocation, a new job, retirement, a new phase of life, none of it can fix your sin. The fallen flesh still clings to you. The monks can run out to the desert all they want, and their fallen flesh runs out right along with them. The external difficulties and problems reveal the problem of our fallen hearts. So again, everything else is set aside because it's Sunday. Some habits are good. Again, everything else is set aside, for we have come to the week of weeks, our most treasured time throughout our entire life. Better than birthdays, than marriages, than anniversaries, better than new promotions, anything else that we have is this week. Here is the highlight of our entire year: Christ crucified. Once more, you are brought into the reality of sin. Once more, you are brought into the reality of a sacrifice for sin. As I said, some habits are good. So here is the mystery: that Christ's sacrifice has reconciled you to God. God used the greatest evil for your greatest good. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords humbly rode forth on a beast of burden. The crowds exult, palms wave, garments decorate the ground. Hosanna to the Son of David, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews, crowned, stripped, nailed, bloodied, beaten, mocked and ridiculed, lifted up for all to see. Thanks be to God, faith responds. God sent his scapegoat, his lamb, his sacrifice to bear our sin and endure our punishment. Thanks be to God. The shame of the cross is glory. The pain of nails reconciles. The weight of sin that he bore releases us men from our sins. The darkness of hell that he endured brings us to the brightness of heaven. The wrath of God he suffers reveals the love God has for us sinners. The death of God brings us life. So behold the man, the righteous man condemned so that you Barabbases might go free. Behold the Lamb, the spotless Lamb of God, slaughtered to spare you from death. Behold his blood dashed against the sides of the cross and painted on the doorposts and lintels of your heart to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. Behold his lifeless body, laid in a tomb to sanctify your grave as a place of peace, rest, and slumber. Behold the crucified. So you have come yet again, maybe simply because it is Sunday, but some habits are good. What would you like me to say to you that you have not already heard? What would you like me to teach you that you have not already learned? I know your response. We wish to see Jesus and him crucified. Thanks be to God that his word captivates your hearts, and your death and his death is your life. In him is life, and that life is the light of men. Maybe you'll learn something new. Maybe you will be filled with thankfulness this week. Maybe the Spirit will give you feelings of peace and joy and gladness as you observe his death and celebrate his resurrection. Maybe you will discover some new piece of wisdom. Maybe you will be filled with courage and boldness to carry out whatever trials are in your life. Maybe none of those things. Maybe it'll be just another week with a few more services. But Christ was still crucified for you. Christ is still risen for you. Forgiveness is yours through faith in his name. Your life may be radically different from the last time you carried these palms. But has God changed? So the story remains the same. He still rides forth on humble bread and wine as you sing your hosannas to the Son of David, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. He comes not to receive your praise, though it is your duty to give it, but he comes to give you his forgiveness yet again. Much has changed with you over the course of a year, but nothing has changed with him. He still loves you. He still saves you. He still forgives you. He still seeks to sanctify you by his blood. So let us hear one more time of his passion with joyful and ardent hearts. Let us observe his death on the day that we call good, for there is no other day that is as good as this Friday. Let us observe that death so that we might celebrate his resurrection. This is his story. He is the actor. He is the Lord. He is the Savior. He is our God, and we are his beloved. Saved by his blood, recipients of his grace, redeemed by his cross and resurrection. To God alone be the glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.